For critical thinking assignment number one, you're going to be dealing with discrimination laws. All these laws have been outlined in Chapter 3 of the textbook. Discrimination is one of the most serious issues dealt with within human resources. The government, both at the state and federal level, have laws that forbid discrimination. Anytime you have a charge of discrimination that's brought to you, you must investigate it in its entirety and work to bring it to a resolution. The reason it's so serious is because if it's not discussed and brought to a resolution, the employee has the option of filing charges with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or in the case of Michigan, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Once a charge goes to those agencies will work with HR to investigate, which could include coming on site to do an investigation. And from an HR standpoint, you want to handle everything in-house, if at all possible. Your job is to ensure you're taking care of the employee, but at the same time, you're protecting the company. So again, a thorough investigation of any of these situations is the practical course. Okay. In this critical thinking, you're given 5 different scenarios. For each of these scenarios, your job is to identify the law or laws that are potentially being violated. You don't have to explain the law, just identify the law, because I'm well aware of what the laws are. In addition, you need to put together about 2 paragraphs explaining what you would do if you're an HR manager and how you would go about handling and resolving whatever situation it happens to be. Okay, for this paper, you have one title page, one abstract page, which an abstract is something that explains the paper in its entirety, and then maximum of 3 pages of text addressing each of those 5 scenarios. There is a grading rubric attached to your assignment as well. If you have any questions, please contact me and I'll be more than happy to help you to understand what is necessary for this particular assignment.